Ross said, we're going, which means where are we going? And I said, we're going to dancing. And he said, oh no, dem car. Meaning, oh no, oh, how interesting, we're going to go dancing in the car, dem car. Sorry, it was car.
Yeah, Ross was having trouble saying L-I-G-H-T, is that right? What did he say, sight, Mary?
Mary?
Light.
Hike.
He calls it hike, he always.
Light.
That's cool.
Hello, Mommy. Make it.
You want some music?
Make it.
You want some music?
Make it. I didn't know.
The morning of the 19th, and Ross said grapes. A little delay there, so the grapes. Grapes. What? Grapes. Yeah.
Chair.
You just said chair? You not said chair?
Chair.
Oh, chair. Very good. What else is he saying nowadays? How's your music? You want some music for us?
Music.
Okay.
Music?
Yeah, we have some music.
Music.
You like some music?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to eat some grapes?
Huh?
Want to eat some grapes?
Baby.
You said the baby was sick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I forgot to tell about the scene where Ross was in the bath and he wanted to put his boats away, Mary. He started to put a boat away, and then he saw that it had a hair on it.
He had to put it together.
Yeah, he had to put the top on the boat.
So he picked the boat, the bottom of the boat, and started to put it away, and then he realized that it had a top to it. So he looked into the tub, and he grabbed a top, and then he looked around in the bathtub just to make sure that that was the right top.
Right.
And, So he started to put it together, it had a hair on it, he picked off the hair, threw away the hair, and then proceeded to put it together and then put it away.
Then put it away. Very good boy. So we have about four levels of goal seeking there.
Mookie?
Yeah, we'll have some Mookie. What kind of Mookie would you like? No.
Do you want me to donut?
Yeah. No, actually we don't want any Mookie right now.
Is there any bread for Ross?
You want some bread? You want some? You can have a little tortilla here.
No tortilla.
No.
Well, he doesn't have to have it. You don't want tortilla?
No.
You sure? You sure you don't want it? Hi, baby. Hi, Mark.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, what a nice Mark. Did you hear that? Oh, what a nice version of Mark. Hi, Mark. You're speaking so clearly, Ross. No more of that? Okay. Just want grapes? Oh, yesterday he said, when he wants something, I said, do you want some? He says, some. You want some,
Shum.
Shum. Okay. He said that for some wine he wanted last night, and he ended up with ginger ale, but he said he wants some. Shum.
Ginger ale was a good shum, too.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's a tomato, Ross.
Hmm?
That's a tomato. Tomato. It's not a ball, it's a tomato.
Hmm?
Tomato. Remember the tomatoes you used to pick out there? Tomato.
Huh?
Tomato. Tomato.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. That's a tomato. You can eat it. Eat it. Eat.
Yeah. Eat. Tomato.
Eat. Eat. Eat.
Eat?
Eat.
Mm-hmm. So?
Any second, and Ross got a couple little Christmas ornaments, and one was called, he called, was a bird on a rocker, and he called it a horse because it was on the rocking part bottom like his horse, and the other one was a real horse on that bottom, he also called that horse. Of course, they really did look like horses. Night of the 22nd, and Ross said, chocolate. I said chocolate, and he said chocolate. And basket, he also knows back it. And he was going around pushing me, saying push, sort of a little bliss, but basically pretty good. And he also says my book. So that's another one of his my's. He tried to grab my Origins of Intelligence book. That was my book. Oh, and then I told him, Go get Grandpa. And he went towards Grandpa. Go get Grandpa. But he understood the go get Grandpa. And he said something to Grandpa, like something get you or something. I don't know exactly what he said, actually. Ross has also been calling the clock 9. I think presumably because he heard it. 9 times, so he says 9 o'clock, and so you're 9. He also calls a clock, and he also knows that it's 3 o'clock. That's what the numbers mean. Which will my father, my wife, and I. And he's doing very nicely saying yours, and I think he has an idea that you sort of give when you say yours, and you kind of grab when you say mine.
What are you doing? What are you doing with the shoes?
Shoes.
Yeah?
Shoes.
Why?
Shoes.
Shoes?
Shoes.
Mommy's shoes.
Mommy's shoes?
Yeah.
Mommy's shoes?
Yeah.
Daddy's shoes?
Where's Daddy's shoes? Mom. I didn't say that. I didn't say Daddy's shoes. Those aren't Daddy's shoes.
Back.
Very good. Huh? Where's Ross's shoes?
She was Mommy.
Ross's shoes. Where's Ross's shoes?
Denver.
Hmm? Ross's shoes.
Denver. Sock.
And where's Ross's shoe?
It's your mommy.
No. Ross's shoes.
Hmm?
Ross's shoes.
Shoes?
Mommy's shoes.
Mommy?
Yeah, those ones you hold in your mommy's shoes.
Oh, I did. Oh, it's shoes.
Oh. What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Huh?
He says, what are you doing sometimes? Let's see, what else did he say this morning? He said, shoes and cars and trucks. And I said, why? And he said, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well. Oh.
Shoe. Okay, no more?
No. No.
No more?
No more.
No more shoes?
No shoes.
Okay, put them back.
Huh?
No more shoes?
No shoes back.
Put them back.
Yeah?
Okay.
Mommy.
Okay, put them back.
Mommy.
No more shoes, put them back.
No!
Okay, put them back.
No!
No?
No.
Okay.
Here, Mommy. Back?
Yeah, put them back.
Back?
Mm-hmm.
Put them back.
Yeah, put them back.
Not back!
Sure, put them back. Sure, put them back. The 24th, Ross, I just recorded the last couple things on the morning of the 24th. Ross pointed up to the kitchen
or the counter in the kitchen said chicken. And I said, no, it's no chicken, it's peanut butter. He said, peanut butter. Okay, this is Christmas Eve. Ross was running around. I was trying to put some diapers on him. And he was yelling, I got you. And also a little earlier, say, my keys. And by the way, certainly I got you, he's learned from my chasing him and saying, I got you. But as far as all these my combinations go, it seems to me that I really don't say my keys, or, he also said baby bottle, which I don't think I say either. Mark, yeah, right, baby's bottle, Mark's bottle, that's right, Ross. So it seems to me that baby bottle is not something I've taught him, nor are the various my combinations, although maybe some of them are, but his use of my combinations really is, I think it's beyond just imitating out of what I said.
Jenny Ross,
this is Christmas. Mary was putting on Ross's shoes and socks, and he went, shook, sock. So with a K on shoe. I guess it was an analogy with sock.
What's that? What? Where's the tape recorder?
Guesses. Okay, Ross said guesses and eyes. And he said, where's the tape recorder? Where's the tape recorder? Good boy. Oh. Mine. Huh? This is mine.
Right.
And earlier today he said, open and long pause door. And Grandma. And Daddy. And we said, and he said,
mine,
Chase,
mine.
My glasses?
My glasses.
Okay. Are those yours? Huh? No. Oh, no. Those are no-nos. Oh, yo, cry. Don't cry.
What are they doing?
He's trying to take my glasses. Don't cry. No. This is for us. This is a bear. No glasses. Rats. Say Ross. Rats.
No.
Rats.
No.
Oh, rats.
No.
Oh, rats. No crying, honey. Say, I want it. Say, I want it.
I want it.
I want it. I want it.
Fuzzy.
Good boy. Oh, thank you, Russ. Getting back my watch.
Mine!
My what? No. What?
What is this?
Are you a bad boy? Oh. He said, bad boy.
Boy, boy.
Are you a good boy?
A good boy.
He's a good boy.
Good boy. Are you a good boy?
Yeah, Ross is a good boy. Ross is a good boy.
Good boy. Hey, good boy.
Hey, Ross.
Where's that
boy? Don't do that. Now say, Ross is a good boy.
No.
Ross is a good boy. Okay, Madeline is a bad girl. Yeah, Madeline's a bad girl. Mm-hmm. Ross, is Madeline a bad girl? Is Madeline a bad girl?
My car.
My car? Madeline. Madeline. And wow. Bad boy.
What?
He's a bad boy.
No.
Okay, today is the 29th, and this morning Ross said, empty. Came up to my father and said, empty with the bottle. He said it perfectly. I don't know if that's true. And this afternoon he said, open the door. Well, he said, let me just say, open. And perfectly, it was actually open. A little long release on the P. And he also said, after my saying it, bite toes and no toes. You're biting his toes. And
does a lot of my book and my bottle. And he may say, I shirt. He might, instead of saying my, he may be saying I now as a possessive. I'm not sure of that. But he came up with me with a sweater. He was showing to me and said, something like, I shirt. A little later in the evening, Mary was modeling dresses, and I said, not bad. And Russ said, not bad. Say, not bad. Good boy. You can say a lot of things. This morning, Madeline was running around. He was imitating her, but I forgot what he said. She said, nani nunu or something. Take a bath, Ross?
Yeah.
Want to take a bath? He said bath with an F.
No bath.
Why no bath?
I.
No, you don't like the water? You don't like the water?
Yeah.
This is the evening of the 30th of December, and Ross was just telling, he was Mukesh. No, music.
Yeah.
And he said to me, no, Dad. He didn't say no, Dad. He said no, to imply that I was saying it wrong. What else was he saying? A little bit earlier, he's saying, we first said, Mary said fork. He said fork. And he said, fork. Well, first he said fork. They said fork. And he broke down the cluster. You know, the R-K. Ruck. Instead of ruck. Fork. No, fork. Not work. Fork. Remember Grandpa? Where's Grandpa? Where's Grandma? Where's Celia? Celia? Where's Celia? And where's Grandpa?
Grandma.
And where's Celia? Where's Eric? Where's Eric? Where's Madeline? Madeline.
Where's Madeline?
Yeah, where's Madeline?